keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
It's an irrefutable fact that with every year of getting older, feeling happy about it requires increasing effort. So here's my secret. That the only way to feel truly happy is to measure oneself against someone who is extremely unhappy. Because it's only when you see exactly how badly some people have aged, how many divorces they've had, and what disappointments their children have been to them, that one can personally walk around with an added spring in one's step for the rest of that day. This doesn't make me feel good, but it does make me feel happy. So to keep afloat in these stressful times, it's become incumbent on me to make constant comparisons with other people, if only to make sure I don't go under myself. In fact, I think it was with this in mind that I accepted Caroline Bottomley's cheese and wine school reunion party. Normally, I wouldn't be seen dead or alive at a party with such a limited menu, but since I was in the same class as Caroline, I assumed most of my contemporaries would turn up as well, allowing me to feel instantly superior, one hoped. All I had to do was decide if there was time to get a worthy job like a magistrate or a charity fundraiser before the party started. So I could play the haven't I come far in terms of brains and cachet in the community card. Or go for looks alone and wear myself out at the gym so I could buy something wacky and revealing like Bjork might on a similar occasion. A tough call. But hey, it was still worth going. At least there'd be that comfy group reassurance, the cosy fact that we were all over 40, which should provide group solidarity, a refuge, a stay of execution even, where one could discreetly consider such communal topics as one's 50s? No, perhaps not. I can't even say that word in private without mentally hemorrhaging. I'd rather stick to children, in-laws and craft fairs. I wondered if we'd fondly reminisce about how we all tried to look older in the sixth form, with platform shoes, eyeliner and bolero waistcoats. How funny that these same items seem to shave years off me today, in a dim light, that is, and if I remember to stay quite far away from the other dancers. And would Camilla Prentice be there? She was only made head girl because she looked 40 at 18, helped by her preference for a pudding basin haircut, slip-on shoes, and her habit of making jokes in Latin, and worse, actually laughing at them. Nah, she wouldn't turn up, I was sure. Too busy heading up a think tank somewhere in Brussels to waste time on a dollop of cheese on a stick with some housewives. However, in wardrobe terms for the reunion, I decided to err on the wacky side of Bjork, but keep the upper arms covered for aesthetic reasons and self-preservation. I was still sure I'd be younger looking the most of the clutch bag on a gold chain brigade, but just to make sure, I consulted that month's Harpers and Queen. I noticed there was plaid everywhere. I was tempted to rescue the rug from the cat's basket as a throw and then find a sticky-out seersucker skirt to be set off with an Alice band, which they all seemed to be wearing. But then I realised that I hadn't been looking at the fashion pages at all. These were just photos of rich people who liked to dress that way. The fashion pages sported several severe-looking models draped around trees on a moor somewhere, wearing polo-neck sweaters set off with a sawn-off fluorescent petticoat and ankle boots.
Right, keys, wine. What is that goat's cheese I bought? Oh, four. There it is. I thought that was coming from your trainers, George. I do apologise.
Goat remains smell very different from damp leather, Mum.
I realise that now. Perhaps it's because they're plastic. Shall I put them in the washer all the same?
If it helps you reach your goal of feeling good about yourself, by all means. Where are you off to with those tempting gifts?
Caroline's party.
Why'd she make it fancy dress?
She didn't.
You'll be the only one then.
What makes you say that?
Just so you know, before you get there.
Is it fancy dress, Helen? No one told me. I'm not changing.
What makes you think it's fancy dress?
Something to do with a hairpiece, walking boots and nylon nighty.
It's a party, for heaven's sake.
In our world, parties are seen as excuses for dressing up and looking good.
Oh, and I haven't.
You've done the first bit.
Oh, thanks.
Will there be other husbands there at all, do you think?
Depends how many have got divorced or remarried by now.
Well, national average is 2 out of 5, so if it's a drinks do, 45 bods, would you say? At 40% affected, making that 18 recidivist single people. If we're using...
Lara's coming over tonight.
And then there'll always be some in the process of splitting up. Oh, that's nice for you, George. Get her to label those videos, the ones we don't know what's actually on them.
Yeah, I might not, actually.
And some who'll be having affairs.
Pardon?
I'm just suggesting other categories.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't want to join them.
How could I when I've got a wife who wears a contrasting hairpiece and walking boots at home?
She's wearing them outside the home, Dad. Home wouldn't be a problem, just our sad secret.
We won't be late, George. Or have a good time with your girlie.
Oh, mind if we use your fondue set?
What for?
Laura and I are experimenting.
In what way? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, how do you know we won't be late? We might want to dance.
Oh, there probably won't even be a hi-fi. Caroline used to do charity work all the time at school. She's not the type. In the kitchen, do you mean, George?
But you want to do charity work. You told me you wanted to the other night when you were having one of your hormonally inspired pangs of feeling worthless.
Because that's what you have to do. You have to belong to at least 6 charities when you're 40.
45, Mum.
Will it just be the two of you experimenting in the kitchen tonight?
We're not children.
I just hope Laura knows what she's doing.
Won't be her first time, Mum.
That's obvious to the naked eye, dear. Oh, I probably hate the people she's invited as well.
Who?
Caroline.
Why are we going then?
To feel superior, of course. Why do you go to parties?
You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and grey, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young.
I have to admit I now wasn't looking forward to Caroline's party. The thought of making conversation with people from the past who I never even liked at the time was making me nervous. And why had George invited Lara, his slightly older girlfriend, round to make a fondue together? Why would a vital and young couple want to spend their evening playing around with heated up cheese? Why couldn't they be out clubbing and taking vitamin injections like other young folk? But at least, I thought, as we sped from one cheese party to another, I couldn't be as prematurely old and sensible as Camilla Prentice. And that, after all, was the point.
Oh, hi! Oh, Phil, looking gorgeous as ever. I'd recognise you anywhere. Oh, and it is Helen, isn't it? I'm not sure.
I've probably changed quite a bit.
Haven't we all? Come into the kitchen. It's chaos everywhere else.
We've got some goats,
Oh, that is so cute, with a little raffia wrapping. Let's get Phil to cut it up for us all neat so that we can all have a little nibble, eh, Phil?
Let's. Phil, keep your coat on. We're not staying.
We can't go in the sitting room yet. Camilla's warming up.
Camilla?
Yes, Camilla Prentice. Do you remember her? She was head...
Girl, yes, with the hair.
Oh, have you seen it tonight? Isn't it amazing? She looks just like Anastasia.
Who?
You know, slightly older rock chick. I'm doing her PR. It's so exciting.
How would you like it, Caroline?
Oh, Phil.
The cheek.
Oh, cubes, I think, don't you, Phil? Ickle ones with sticks, and then you can help me hand them round when she's ready to sing.
Oh, great. A rock recital with Camilla and cheese. Wow. Anyone else here from school who's changed quite so drastically apart from you and Cammy?
I think she's the only one who's here, except for Rachel. Do you remember her? She used to be in the choir. Oh, but you weren't in that for some reason, were you?
No, I was asked to leave.
Caroline!
I'm coming. Sorry, I've got to get the speakers balanced. Camilla's very particular.
Are you happy with this size of cube? I could go bigger.
Oh, Phil, you go as big as you can. I'll come and check it later, don't worry.
Oh, but we do worry, Caroline, we do.
Is it so soft I could just roll it?
Oh, I'd relax on the cheese thing if I were you, Phil. Size isn't everything.
Fancy a dot of goat's cheese, darling?
Let me just take a
nibble.
At least ours is the smelliest. You should feel good about that.
Is it the eye tuck or the false forehead that gives that Anne Robinson sort of expression? Which, do you think?
I can't remember her before.
You wouldn't. She was older then. Oh, look! There's a woman with shoulder pads coming over. Put that slab of Edam in front of me. Quick, Clyde!
Helen, gosh, it's a long...
Cheese?
No. Not for me. I'm Rachel.
Yes, I'm Helen.
I know. You've still got the same features, which helps to identify on nights like this.
So have you. Oh, except for the nose. That's changed.
I know. A birthday present from Gerald. So, what's new with you?
Nothing terminal. I nearly had some collagen put in once, but that's it.
No, I meant in your career, life, etc.
Well...
She's researching the impact of hormones in the over 40s. Empirical observation, mostly, with a lot of sharing her findings with her extended control group.
Oh, how impressive. And are you the same husband?
Same as who?
I just have the one currently.
How apt. How very apt. Listen, Helen, may I just say I think you'd make a marvellous magistrate. I can just feel a natural common sense and, well, a mundane quality, really, oozing through your sailor's outfit. Have you just come back from Cowes, by the way? We were there last week, you know. Gerald made his first lone voyage around the Solent blindfolded. All for charity, of course. He's still in hospital as we speak, but he's out in a week. Worst luck.
Ooh.
Yes, I am absolutely convinced your homey, non-threatening image would be very effective with our young offenders. I'll call you, yeah? Oh, that's my bleep. Oh, pooh. It's the House wondering when I'm going to come along and vote tonight. Honestly, they do fuss. I'll call you.
So, in terms of finding a group identity, let alone feeling superior, I can safely report on scoring minus 10. But in terms of finding a possible way to feel valued as an over 40-year-old with the chance of networking into some very real charity possibilities, I scored the full 10. Rachel made a few phone calls, and I start as a trainee magistrate on Monday. Just as a voyeur to start with, and then if my observations show a liberal sense of maturity, crossed with an even-handed, fair-minded overview, gleaned from living a little, I get to meet the real judge next month.
Another party? What are you going as this time, Mum?
What?
The costume. Is it a charity fun run or something?
No, I'm watching magistrates at work.
Oh. Is all that strictly necessary?
I think so. I need the chiffon scarf to suggest femininity.
No, I
also need the Debenham suit with brass buttons to shout, pillar of the establishment. So, yes, I do need it all to team up the look, I'm afraid.
No, I mean, do you need to go?
Yes. Principles are important things in a law-abiding community, and I want to learn what they are so I can talk about them at Rachel's Snacks and Slacks party next Saturday.
Oh, God.
You see, I can't understand why these youngsters can't talk to their parents more. I mean, surely that's the problem.
But they've still got to take responsibility, haven't they?
Oh, well, of course, but it's us who have to pick up the pieces.
And then punish them quite hard after that.
Well,
we have to take into account the context of the crime.
I have to say, I'm absolutely stymied on this case, I really am.
I know. Why should a nice young couple risk getting a police record for some silly behaviour?
What was the crime?
They inflicted huge damage on the exterior of the bank.
The burning of slogans onto the brickwork. It's going to cost thousands to repair.
And will you tell them to clear it up, apologise, and surely impose a like prison sentence as an example?
Well,
they don't have a record, you see.
And it was about a principle rather than mindless violence.
That old excuse.
Which in a way was very honest. I mean, I don't agree with third world debt either.
Nice couple. The girl was Brazilian.
And the boy?
George someone. Nice, but silly.
Yeah. The sort of silliness you might want to just mark with a few comments, would you? Knowing they come from a decent home.
How do we know?
Because I think I know him.
In what way?
We get back, that's all.
What, the son of your cleaner? That sort of thing?
No cleaner, just son. So, that was the end of that. Apparently, George and Lara wanted to see if they could use the fondue set to heat up tar for branding their slogans on the bank, and they discovered they could. I was just relieved they hadn't been using it for heating up cheese. I couldn't cope with two prematurely middle-aged people under one roof. Pity I missed Rachel's Snacks and Slacks party, but I accept she couldn't be seen to be fraternising with the underbelly of society, even if we were only relatives. Still, I'm throwing one next week called Nibbles and Dribbles for the over-60s. I'm not taking any chances in the comparative stakes this time, and I shall enjoy playing bingo. I'm sure I shall.
Exercise all the fat off. Take it off, over here, over there.
Over
when you're seen anywhere with your hat on, wear a Marcel wave in your hair. Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. That's right, girls, keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved.